the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It's personal finance time with Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Start, Charlie, please, with this new survey, which has some pretty bad news in relation to how so many Irish women do not have retirement savings.
That's right, Matt. Look, it's a staggering gender divide when it comes to pensions. That's the only way to describe it. Staggering, Matt. Women, much larger numbers of women have no pension provision at all. Now, we're talking here, Matt, your occupational pension, your works pension, or you could call it a top-up pension. We're not talking about your social welfare PRSI pension that you pay, you make contributions. They used to be called stamps. You make contributions to out of your salary. That's worth about €289 a week. That's pretty okay when it comes to, how the different genders are treated, because women can get credits for taking time out of the workforce, for caring, for bringing up kids, or for minding a parent. But we're talking here about occupational pensions. So about a third of women have no retirement savings in an occupational pension. They just don't have an occupational pension. Now, lower numbers of men would have no retirement savings, about a quarter of them. But those women that do have a pension, Matt, they have very little in it, really, really. Now, people in general in the private sector don't have much in terms of pension provision, but when it comes to women, they have just tiny pensions. The average pension pot for a man in this country is about €102,000. Now, it's not exactly riches, Matt, but it's far more than women, because the average woman has about 60,000. So there's a difference there of about more than €40,000 in terms of the pension pot that a man has compared to a woman. That's about of a 41% difference. So a massive gap there, a massive gender divide in pension provision between men and women. And, even if you look at the over 55s, these are the ones who are getting closer to retirement, obviously, Matt, who probably are maybe got late into it, but probably are better provided for in terms of pension. You're talking about a big gap here as well. The women in the over 55 age group, $60,000 less than men in terms of pension. The average woman has about $80,000 in a pension, a private pension fund. That would get you an annual pension when you retire of about €3,200, Matt. You wouldn't go very far on that one. So, a real issue here, Matt, a serious issue for women. And the issue, I suppose it's down to the fact that women earn less than men. They tend to work part-time.
Broken service. So could it be, though, Charlie, that there could be, in the case of married couples in particular, that because the men are less likely to have broken service and have been adding to their pension, that the woman, the wife, regards that as being her pension as well, and that she will share that with him when he retires, and if he was to pass away, that at least she would inherit the pension?
Yeah, I'd say there's a large element of that, Matt, that are depending on men to have, the pension. But, I think we're a long way from, that kind of thinking is very old-fashioned at this stage. Women should be independent financially. Now, if there's a breakup, No, Matt, but they should be independent. They tend to earn less. They tend to not get so much overtime. They take career breaks. They're in the kind of jobs which are often part-time, hospitality and depend on the man to have a pension. But I just don't think that's good enough anymore. And to be fair, this has long been recognised as a problem. This is why, after 20 years of asking, it looks like we will get this new auto-enrollment pension from January. It's called My Future Fund, where if you're not in an occupational pension, you'd automatically be enrolled into it if you're over the age of a certain age and, under 60. So, and that's very necessary. It'll affect about 800,000 people. And the amount you'd be taken out of you would be very little from January on. It's about 1.5% of your salary. Hopefully there'll be a bit of a tax cut in the budget, which will mean that you won't really feel it, because any tax changes tend to come in January. But look, this really is a crisis for women to be retiring on, even if you're only retiring on €80,000. It's nothing, it's just not enough, Matt, to buy an annuity and get a half decent pension.
Okay, talk about an immediate crisis for many people: energy arrears. there are how many people in arrears on their electricity bills, and what sort is the average amount of money owed?
Yeah, Matt, there's a real issue here now, and it's building and building and building. And I think the regulator is finally kind of waking up to this. There's 300,000 people in arrears on their electricity bills. That's 300,000, sorry, I should say households, Matt. 300,000 households. I mean, that's extraordinary. And if you drill into the numbers, and you know, the 300,000 are people who've missed just maybe one bill or more. So if you drill into it, how many of those have missed three months' worth, like 90 days behind? You're talking about 176,000 households that are 90 days or more behind on their electricity bills. Now, that is a real issue. It's a massive increase on what it was. We're talking about historic levels or record levels here, according to the energy regulator, the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities. So they've extended kind of what they call measures to protect consumers, particularly over the kind of winter, coming winter period. You know, the various categories of households, particularly vulnerable ones that need electricity. You know, supposing there's somebody needs a life support equipment or medical device, they've extended the moratoriums for some of those people, and they're telling the energy firms that they have to take better measures to kind of try and help people get back on top of those arrears. Because you're talking about an average, Matt, of about €500 that it's owed, that's in arrears basically on electricity bills. And, you know, that's not even to look at gas bills. So there's a real issue here as we come into the kind of more expensive winter period, when we're not going to get any credits, energy credits, according to the government, you know, at a time when we've seen two energy providers this year increasing their prices. That's SEC Electricity and Flogas. And there could be others. So, you know, the last thing you want to see now is people being cut off. So the regulator is trying to kind of do something about that and tell the energy providers to provide people with, for example, discounted tariffs if they're giving them a meter, for example, you know, one of those pay-as-you-go meters. And if you have a pay-as-you-go meter, they're telling the energy suppliers 15% of what's being paid for in when you're buying, topping up the meter, has to go to pay off the arrears instead of 10%. So some measures there to try and help people to get through this. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have very expensive electricity in this country, the second or third most expensive in Europe. It's been high now for a while, and it doesn't look like it's coming down either.
Okay, a lot of comments coming into 087 4100102. A listener says, pensions, house prices at historical highs, the only savings that people have are for deposits. Another one says, I depend on my husband financially. He works, I looked after our family, and intend to keep doing so as long as it suits us. I don't consider it old-fashioned to depend on him. I call it a marriage. Another one says, my mother had her pension cut in half when my father died, despite the fact that he paid into his pension all his life. Seems like total disregard for women, despite the fact they're raising children, and this is how they're treated.
Yeah, man. That's the kind of widows and orphans thing, where an old-fashioned pension, the divine benefit one. You know, the wife only gets half of what the husband was getting because he was paying into it. That's that rule there. You know, it's not great. But look, if somebody chooses and they say, look, my husband is working outside the home, I'm working in the home. If they have been working at all, they can claim up to 20 years credits on their PRSI social welfare pension, and that's worth doing, you know, because just because you're not working in the workforce doesn't mean you're not entitled to a state full state pension, and a full state pension takes 40 years of contributions to get. So I would advocate anybody who's working at home minding children or older or another relative to get the credits they're due on the PRSI pension.
Okay. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent, thank you.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.